Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello friends, this week we are studying the subject of trusting God. Throughout Scripture, we see exhortations from the Old Testament through the New to put our trust in the Lord, and that the person who will trust in God will see God's hand and see God's help in his life. Psalm 125 verse 1 says, "They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever." Psalm 28:7 tells us, "My heart trusted in him, and I am helped." Psalm 37:40 gives us this promise, "And the Lord shall help them and deliver them because they trust in him." Psalm 62 verses 1 and 2 tells us, "Truly my soul waits upon God. From him comes my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved." And on we find scripture after scripture encouraging, exhorting us to put our trust in God, and that the person who will trust in God will not be disappointed. Have you come to that place in your life where you truly can say that your trust is in God for your very life, for your future, for your family, for all that you are? If that is the case, you will find that your faith, your trust in God, your reliance upon the Lord will meet with some tests throughout the life of your faith. And we see two specific types of tests that a person who's trusting in God may encounter in life. Some people endure one test very well and fail the other miserably, while another may find the latter test simpler and the former test harder. Look at the scripture with me today, and you will find these two tests clearly outlined for us. When we say that we are trusting in God or that we have faith in God, it is equivalent to say that we have faith in his word, that we have faith in his promises, that we are trusting in God's word because it is an extension of himself. So any promise of God you may find in the word of God is an extension of God and his character. So a promise for provision or for protection, for guidance or direction, any of that is the same as trusting in God himself because his word is his bond, so to speak. So your faith or your trust in God and his word are one in the same. We find in the parable of the sower and the seed in Matthew chapter 13 that the word of God, which was represented by the seed, was sown on different types of ground. And two of these types of ground, which we'll discuss today, represent two tests that your faith or your trust in God will undergo. In Matthew 13, verses 20 to 21, the scripture says, "And one on whom seed was sown on the rocky places, this is the man who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy, yet he has no firm root in himself, but is only temporary. And when affliction or persecution arises because of the word, immediately he falls away." At some point in your life, affliction, or we could say hardship, difficulty, or persecution may arise that will challenge a specific word of God that you are trusting in, whether it's for financial provision, for your health, for healing, whatever word of God you are trusting in, relying upon, the day comes when you will face a challenge of that word that you're trusting upon. This scripture talks specifically about difficulty or hardship coming into a person's life that in the specific case here in Matthew 13, 21, that this individual fell away immediately because that affliction or persecution arose in his life. Sometimes people have struggled with trusting God when difficulty has come into their life. Suddenly, they're questioning God's goodness. Suddenly, they're questioning God's character. Suddenly, they're wondering if God is good or not. If you are easily shaken when difficulty or affliction or hardship or challenges to your faith come along, you have to understand that your faith or your trust in God is not perhaps as deeply rooted as you once believed. In Proverbs 24:10, it says, "If you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small." Adversity comes to every life in one form or another. Challenges will come to a person's life, and Satan would like to use the pressures of challenges or adversity that may come along to try to pressure the individual to stop trusting God, to stop believing in God's innate goodness and his innate love for that individual. Satan's goal in a situation of adverse circumstances pressuring your life is to get you to back off of believing God. It's to get you to question God's goodness, his love, his character, his kindness, his mercy. That in and of itself is a test for your faith level or your trust level in the Lord. Don't allow circumstantial evidence that may come into your life to convince you in some way that God is not a good God, or that God has abandoned you, or that God hasn't come through, or that God doesn't care. All of those are lies that the enemy would like to perpetrate to try to uproot your faith and your trust in our good, loving God. That is one test that will often eliminate people in the area of their trust in God. They'll be shaken. Very recently, I observed a situation where this individual's life had gone very smoothly. God had blessed the individual in many areas, come through dramatically, helped this individual financially, all many, many different ways in life. And then this individual got in an accident. And it was not this individual's fault. It was another person's fault. The person was wrong. But in the result of this car accident, this person was so shaken to the core of her faith. Why was she so shaken? She immediately began to question God's goodness. Why didn't he protect me? Why didn't he keep me? Instead of thanking God she was alive and well and going to be fine with no residual permanent issues to deal with, it shook her to the core of her faith. Adversity, difficulties, challenges, affliction that comes in life, Satan wants to use to see if he can uproot your trust in God. Don't let him win. Satan is a liar. He likes to cause circumstances to look as if God is not good. The truth is, God is good all the time. The second type of test that often comes to people is much more subtle, and yet it takes out just as many people in the area of faith. There in the same chapter, Matthew 13, we see another type of ground, and it says, "And the one on whom seed was sown among the thorns, this is the man who hears the word, and the worry of the world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful." You could say this is the test of worldly riches or worldly cares and anxieties, but it's also the test of having things so good materially that it brings with it a different set of issues or problems. The deceitfulness of riches often uproots people's faith in God. Perhaps it was easier for them to believe when things were difficult. They had to rely on God, trust in God for their daily bread, for their getting through the next day, for paying the rent, etc. And then the day comes when the blessings of God begin to pour into that life and things are much easier. There's not the pressure of finances being a situation of lack, but it's the opposite. There is an abundance. And this pressure, so to speak, of having things too easy can result in people falling into unbelief. People may have had an easier time trusting and relying on God in their lack than they do in their abundance. Now, that's not God's intent. God wants to be able to bless you and give you abundance and have your reliance still be upon Him. The problem is that a lot of people, when abundance comes their way, they transfer their trust to their abundance. Instead of their trust remaining upon God, recognizing the blessing of God, the abundance has come straight from Him. And if it was taken away in a minute, He's still trustworthy. He's still the one. He's still the source. Instead, in a subtle way, their belief or trust or faith in God is eroded. You could say it's the test of things being easy versus the test of things being hard. Don't let either one of these robbers steal your position of trust and faith in God and your reliance being solely upon Him. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to have a victorious week. Hi, thanks for listening today. I would like to invite you to prayerfully consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. We call our partners supply keepers. In the Old Testament, the supply keeper was the one that maintained and distributed the material supplies needed by the soldiers who were going out to the front lines of battle. Our supply keepers help us broadcast the gospel around the world. We are currently broadcasting our program in Russia, in Europe, in North Africa, in the South Pacific, and Australia, and we are longing to expand into the Middle East and to all of Asia. Call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS or email us through our website and let us know that you'd like to become a supply keeper, helping to disciple the nations before the return of our Lord.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.